On the enforcement front, our schools and IHLs will implement stricter disciplinary measures against vaping from 1st September this year, in line with overall national efforts. MOE will stipulate baseline, school-based and institution-based disciplinary measures, and these will be on top of the penalties imposed by HSA. Schools will mete out disciplinary action, adjust the conduct grade of the student offender, and take educative and rehabilitative measures. Institutes of higher learning have disciplinary measures, which include, amongst others, withdrawal of privileges and scholarships, as well as suspension or dismissal for repeat offenders consuming etomidate. To strengthen enforcement capabilities, MOE is working with HSA to empower and train designated staff members in schools and institutes of higher learning under the Tobacco Control of Advertisements and Sale Act, or TICASA for short, so that they can help carry out appropriate enforcement measures effectively and in a timely manner. Now, our schools and IHLs alone cannot win this war against vaping. We will do what we can, but ultimately we need a whole of society effort. Parents play a very important role in preventing their children from vaping and consuming drugs. They can have very open conversations with their children, look out for behavior that is troubling, and be able to get help for their children. MOE will continue raising awareness and support parents through engagements. Our community can also play a part by being vigilant about peddlers in the neighborhood who may be targeting our children and our students, and report them to the authorities.